on. We're launching here in hour number three of the program. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free. So enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right to your calls. And we'll talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you doing, Ian and Mark? Mega dittos.
What's on your mind, John?
I'm calling because I have moved into a lady's condo a couple months ago, and I gave her a first month, last month's rent up front. And it didn't work out. We didn't get along. So I moved out after just the 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's refusing to give any money back. And I didn't cause any damage or anything. But she should have given me that last month's rent back.
Point of clarification, were you moving into another woman's actual condominium? Or were you, as in you were rooming with her? Or were you moving into a condominium of your own in a condominium complex?
I'm sorry. I was renting a room from her.
So you were living in her home.
Right, and she and we both agreed that we weren't getting along and I should leave. So it's not like I
did you enter
an agreement.
Did you enter into a written agreement, a written lease?
No written. There's no verbal. It was completely month to month.
Now, you're probably not. Likely you can take her to small claims and get it back. But what is she saying that what is she saying that the reason is?
Well, she's claiming that I caused all kinds of damage, which I didn't, and I have pictures. But my question was more for Ian, and it's just a philosophical one. Do you think, I've called myself an anarchist for a good 18 months, 2 years now. Do you think it's appropriate for me to take her to court to try to recover this money, or is that initiating force against her?
That's a good question. I think that you can answer that in a couple of different ways. You could say, yes, you need to be completely principled. It is inappropriate for you to take them to court. However, on the other hand, you could also say that, well, this is really the only legitimate option for you to resolve, this dispute. That is if you haven't tried, that is if you have exhausted every other option available to you as far as, private mediation or arbitration or something like that. I would say that you really don't have any business doing that because you didn't get into a real agreement with this woman. You didn't write anything down. You didn't get a receipt, it just sounds like. So I don't see, Mark, how you could go in and take verbally say, I paid X for this and she didn't give me my money back. You can make X whatever you want.
You're making assumptions as to what she's going to say. If you do you have a receipt, by the way, for anything?
The way I'm going to beat her, because there's a law in California that she has to return the money or tell me why she's not within 3 weeks.
Yep.
And she admitted in an email chain that she failed to do that. So I think I got a dead bang winner against her.
Yes.
If I were to take her to court.
Ian's just a perpetual pessimist. He assumes the worst in
I'm
people.
An optimist. What are you talking
you are
about?
Not when it comes to business. You believe that people are going to lie their butts off, and some of them will.
Well, he started this conversation by saying this woman didn't give him his money back,
right.
Which means he's dealing
she
with someone shifty.
She has a disagreement with him. That doesn't make her a liar, Ian.
Well, she is a liar.
She may very well be, but when she goes into court, you're going to be able to show whatever evidence that you can show, and she's going to have to explain whatever it is. And the laws are totally, totally bent towards renters, especially in California.
Yeah, but don't you have to have a lease to be considered a renter by the law? I mean, agreement?
A verbal agreement is an agreement. A verbal contract is a contract. Sorry, I mean, you have to be able to prove what it says, and if two
but it
people
say anything, it's, there's nothing written down.
If two people go in and say different things, then you can really have a problem.
You're going to have a problem. She's not going to. I don't think she's going to go along with this. You think she's just going to say, "Oh yeah, I just didn't give his money back."
No, she's going to say that there were damages, and then he's going to say that. Can we have some proof of these damages? Just a little bit.
Well, if she's smart, she'll say, "I never rented that to that man."
And if there's a receipt.
You don't have a receipt, right?
He does have a receipt.
I've got a series of emails where we discuss it, and she admits trying to keep it. I think I'm really going to get her on just not giving me an accounting within the 2 weeks that's demanded by the legislature, which is a stupid rule, but I think I can get her on that because she admits in the email that she would owe me the money if she broke that rule.
I don't think it's a stupid rule. I think it's a good rule. However, I understand, you know, why, you know, somebody who believes in market anarchy or whatever might disagree with it. But I think that that's one of the good rules that the government has out there, that there's a period of time for which a person, a landlord, has to give some kind of explanation. You know, maybe they, you know, maybe there should be a written demand for that explanation. I don't know.
I see that you're saying you have a series of emails where she admits to some of this, and I understand that even a contract could be forged, and then we could be dealing with a forgery issue and all that, so you could get into, we could argue about this forever, but it seems to me that you don't have much to go on. I think Mark's being really optimistic here, but then again, I've never really paid close attention to how these cases shake out in the government court system. I think that if you didn't have witnesses to your verbal agreement, then it's your word against hers, and I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know, man. I would hope that you could solve this problem without bringing the government courts in. I think it should be the absolute last the absolute last resort. And I think that you should have done your due diligence and gotten into a proper lease when you got into this agreement. I think that you screwed up in this particular case by not covering your bases.
So did she.
Yeah. So bottom line is, Ian, if she was being unreasonable and not willing to really talk to you about it, you would eventually be willing to take her to court if you were in my position.
I would do everything I could to avoid doing something like that. Personally, I put into my agreements that it's to be arbitrated and that no government courts have any jurisdiction over my agreements. So,
but in this particular case, there is no dispute resolution organization that is stipulated ahead of time. There is one dispute resolution organization that has jurisdiction in this particular area because it is the default one, and that's the one he's going to have to use.
I agree with you. I agree. If you feel that you must do this, then that's the only option you have. I find it distasteful, but if you feel like that's the way you've got to go, then that's fine.
Maybe you should tell her before you go that, hey, I've got these emails from you,
yeah,
and they say such and such. You know,
she'll have to pay more if she loses, right? Like as far as court costs.
I don't know.
She's not. The $700 is the amount I gave her for the last month's rent. And I offered to take $500 to avoid going to court to her, and she won't even take that. But she's nuts.
Okay. Did she seem, by the way, nuts when you lived with her, or what were your disputes with her?
Oh, she was just, I mean, you know, if there was one hair out of place, she was just a clean freak, and her dogs hated me, and she just smoked pot all the time, and she was unemployed and didn't tell me that until I moved in. In fact, she gave me a business card before I moved in. That was from a job she'd had years before.
Nice.
Weird.
Just nuts.
Huh. All right, man. Well, good luck out there. I hope you make the right choice and you manage to, or she makes the right choice and manages to resolve this outside of the government system. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You know, speaking of going to court, one of the activists here in New Hampshire went to court recently, and I don't mean what happened today with the arraignment here in Keenstra Court, but there was another success story in another part of the state, which hasn't gotten as much publicity, I don't think, as it deserves. I want to share that with you because I thought it was a great story. And this is a great little story. And remember, this isn't just about New Hampshire. It's about how people who are determined to stand up for their rights, even just a small amount of them, can make a difference. They can have an effect on an inhumane system. And the story is from Jaraxis over at the Freekeen Forum. He says that Bill D. Gale and I got to the Gosstown District Court a little before 1 o'clock. Now, the reason why he was there is because he was cited for failure to obey the inspection requirement penalties. So basically, he didn't get his car inspected within the period of time he was supposed to get it. They pulled you up. They are Johnny on the spot pulling people over for that stuff up here because it's money for them, ringing the cash register. So he decided he was going to challenge this in court, and they showed up. Only three activists. Actually, Ivy ended up showing up a little bit later, so only four people showed up to this court. Not the biggest activist turnout of all time. But apparently, they did a pretty good job, and we'll explain exactly what their encounter was with the prosecutor here in a few moments. And maybe this is something you can take to your local courts. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. People need to stop putting up with all of these fines. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from, every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audio book.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They've got Mary Higgins Clark, James Patterson, David Balducci, and Stuart Woods. All big names.
All right, so we're talking about courtroom shenanigans. There's a little bit of good news that we shared with you earlier about how some of the courts, one of the courts here in New Hampshire that hadn't been allowing cameras, now all of a sudden is allowing cameras. So they're moving in the right direction. If they'll stay there is another question, or whether they will stay there is another question. And some of the other activists in a different part of the state have had some success this week in their courtroom. I don't know if disobedience is quite the right term, but they're not going along with the usual system. The way the system usually works is that people go into court. And if you've ever been to your local arraignment at your local courthouse, you know what this is all about. Whether you've been there because you had to be there or you went to just observe. If you've never been to just observe an arraignment at your local court, take a trip. You know, grab the kids or whatever and go out to your local courtroom. Grab your significant other or your friends and go and watch them process through these criminals. Poor people. These are not criminals, most of them. Most of them are not.
I meant the ones that are doing the process.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The
extortionists.
The people running the courtroom are definitely of the criminal element. And so what you'll see typically is, well, what I saw today, because I was in an arraignment today, was before the judge even comes into the room, there's a line of people that stretches from the front of the room all the way to the back. And these people are just processing through. They're cutting deals, right? Because you know, the way it works is they charge you with a bunch of crimes, and then they cut you a deal. You know, knock a few of the crimes off, give you probation, and, you know, fine, which, of course, you can't pay it all at once. We'll put you on our payment plan. It's just $20 more. We'll finance you. And so they'll do whatever they can to get you paying the court. That's what it's all about, ringing that cash register all morning long. That's what they do every single week.
Yep.
They make thousands upon thousands of dollars off of what are mostly indigent people, people that are, you know, a little down on their luck, a little bit on the poor side because, you know, the cops aren't really pulling over people with Lexi or BMWs out there and giving them a whole bunch of hassle. So usually that's what you end up seeing. And so most people will just go along with the process. They want it to be over with. They want it to be done with. They don't want to have to deal with this anymore. They want to go back to their lives. They understand they're going to have to shell out $400, $500 or whatever the cost, the arbitrary number is that the judge assigns to their particular case.
You were taught that when dealing with armed robbers that you give them your wallet.
Give them money. Yeah. Make it, just get it over with. And so that's what people do until the Free Staters get together. Until activists decide they have had enough. Not just Free Staters, but this is where a lot of the stories are coming from. That's why we're sharing them here. If you've got a story that you want to share about your courtroom success, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But here is one example of what just a handful of dedicated people can do when they are willing to no longer put up with this crap anymore. So Jaraxis goes in, and he describes this at forum.freekeen.com. He's going in for a failure to obey the inspection requirements. And this is a very common thing. He says, we got there a little before 1 o'clock. The plan was I'd wait for my turn to come at trial, plead not guilty, and then proceed with the trial right then. I had questions prepared to cross-examine the officer in order to make it apparent that the RSA I violated is about revenue generation and not actually vehicle safety. I planned to then make a closing statement basically saying I wouldn't be a revenue source for them and ask the judge to suspend the fine or I'd take the jail sentence in lieu of the fine and cost Hillsborough County several hundred dollars. This is a tactic a number of the activists have been taking up here.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Has he been, like, how long has he been driving around without inspections? I mean, is that what's going on here?
That's not made clear. He did not get his inspection.
I'll talk
to
him about it later.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about that. But nonetheless, there are states where there are no inspection requirements. And
absolutely. It's all about, I don't disagree with any of that. It is absolutely about revenue generation and about, you know, it's a racket for the mechanics. It's nonsense.
So he had his plan. The fun says he says the fun starts as soon as we got there. We get the camera bag through the front security with no issues. That's important point number one. Bring recording equipment and display it in front of these bureaucrats. They're not used to that. Then we went upstairs to wait at the clerk's office to hand in the motion form. The bailiff is standing next to the line and asks me, what's in the bag? I answer, that's a camera bag. We explain that we have the motion form for videoing in the courtroom, and apparently the bailiff has no idea what this is. Bill tells the guy outright, well, it's not his decision, it's the judge's. Clerk calls on Bill, and he hands in the form. It's also obvious she's never seen one before, because who's bringing in video cameras to their court trials? They just want to get out of there. They don't want to bring anything in or do anything differently.
Yep.
He says, Bill explains it's a form for videoing in the courtroom, and I add that we're going through the exact same motions as we did in Manchester District Court, and that the form is even the one I wrote based on the one they hand out. She notices what I put on the media organization line and says to Bill, clearly shocked, the bureaucrat says, this is for YouTube? Because they know what that means.
Yep.
Two clerks confer briefly. Bill again says it's not their decision. It's up to the judge. Both of them go away. We wait about 10 minutes while the other two clerks futz with the computer for another customer. The software didn't enter his bail correctly or something. And the line builds up. Two or three court security personnel are now hovering around us. I finally check in and we go and wait in the waiting room. There was a second guy sitting out there at a desk who told us we were supposed to check in with him after checking in with the clerk. And now he's not there. Typical bureaucracy so far. Just make things confusing and just inefficient enough that it keeps people off of their balance. Some guy comes out and tells everyone in the waiting room, three other people there for their own cases alone, plus Bill, Gail, and myself, to follow him to the back. At first we think this is the bailiff, meaning that the court is open or something, but it turns out to be the prosecutor, Carrie Stekowicz. I immediately realize that this court must go through so many of these petty cases that they just assume everyone's going to deal with the prosecutor first. Who'd bother with a trial anyway, right? So you meet with the prosecutor sure. cuts you the deal, you plead guilty, and you don't even have to see the judge, right? So all of us were led to a conference room where we wait, and that's something you do have to deal with when you're dealing with the government, is a lot of waiting.
Yep.
While
they don't value your time at all.
No?
Your time is meaningless to them. If you don't give up your time to them as an offering to bail, you will go to jail. You'll get far more trouble by ignoring them and going on with your life.
Oh yeah, failure to appear.
Ever would have been by whatever your crime is.
So Stekowicz, the prosecutor, starts taking people one by one into his office. The whole thing has the feeling of being called to the principal's office, which I'm sure is the psychological intent of it all. While waiting, we all talk with the other guys there waiting for their cases. Two of them actually seem somewhat receptive to the idea of always taking a trial, if not to win, but just to slow the bureaucrats down and perhaps to get them to blink first. And the third guy's more concerned about the fact that he's missing work and just wants to get it over with.
No doubt.
And that is, of course, what they hope for with cases like this. Just go in, give them your $60 or $100 or $150, and be done with it. The courthouse, by the way, is huge for the town, a town the size of Goffstown, probably even bigger than Manchester's. I wonder how they paid for all of that.
With stolen funds.
1-800-259-9231. More of the story. We'll share with you and take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health. All made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right. You have no right. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, all the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. And those features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com, talking about how just a handful of people who are willing to stand up for their freedoms, who are willing to not just give in, to not just break down and do as the bureaucrats are demanding of them, specifically in a courtroom situation. We're giving you an example from this week here in New Hampshire. Now, this, I believe this can be done in other places. I mean, just simply based on the amount of people that were involved here. This was not a 40-person turnout. This wasn't even 10 people like we had this morning here in the Keene area. Four people is who showed up at this courtroom, the situation where one activist was going in and he was intending to refuse to pay a fine for failure to inspect his vehicle. And that was his intention. His intention was to go in there and say, look, you know, I'm not your piggy bank. I'm not going to pay for this. And if you want, you can either put me in a jail cell or you can suspend the fine. So if you suspend the fine, we can all walk out of here and everything will be fine. And if you put me in a jail cell, then it's going to cost you probably about $80 a day. It's going to cost the taxpayers about $80 a day. And that's really not what they want. They want to make money. They're there to extract money from people at these arraignments. That's what they exist for.
I think this is a great way to handle the situation. You know, it sounds to me like he's presenting it in just a fashion that they can understand. Look, I understand you've got a cha-ching little piggy bank machine going here, cha-ching. You guys got an armed extortion system, although you wouldn't use that terminology. I'm not
playing.
Not playing. You know?
And I'm willing to go to jail. That's what it takes, though. See, yep. If you're willing to, if you are interested in not participating with this system, you have to be prepared and willing to go and sit in a jail cell because of it. If you're not ready for that, then don't try what Jaraxxus did in this case. When we continue his story, and we'll take your calls, if you want to share your success stories in court, you're certainly welcome to do so. I'd love to see more people having successes like this. He says, eventually the prosecutor gets to us, and at this point Ivy arrives and we let her into the conference room. We had let him take all of the other guys first, so we're not contributing to wasting their time like the state is. And that's a really smart move. Like, if you are going to, for instance, take a Mark Stevens approach, markstevens.net, Mark with a C, markstevens.net, and ask a bunch of questions at a trial, for instance, or an arraignment, if you want to try to take up a bunch of the court's time, just say, you know, sir, I've got a lot of questions here, and I don't want to get in any of these other folks' way. Could you go ahead and take everybody else in this room before me? And if they insist on taking you, well, then it's their fault that everybody has to wait.
I think that's a pretty good system, actually. Yeah. Because, you know, often the court, the people that are waiting behind you can get very frustrated, and they see you as the cause
problem.
Of it.
Exactly.
I remember I had a system like a situation like that happen to me, and it wasn't comfortable, and I actually did end up buckling because the person behind me wanted to go.
Yeah. So, great tactic. He says, eventually he gets to us, and he brings us to the office and then leaves briefly. He's already acting a bit off, as he's not used to dealing with one person with two others behind him, and now a third has shown up. He leaves briefly and comes back with the paperwork. He starts describing the case and from the paperwork and asking me what my plan is. He's perplexed as to why I want to actually take a trial, since this is a strict liability offense. Apparently, Goffstown's court literally does interpret checking off not guilty on the tickets to mean that you want to deal with the prosecutor, not that you'd actually want a trial and, you know, plead not guilty. He gets agitated when I start to explain that I'm not planning on paying the fine. And I probably say a few things to the prosecutor I shouldn't about the facts of the case, but I'm not actually trying to contest the facts, just the law, so I'm not thinking in remain silent mode. Someone, I forget who, brings up that we want the trial so we can video record it, and he starts to become more agitated and says he won't consent to being audio recorded because he doesn't want to be made a fool of, and we don't need video anyway because the court will for us. So, in other words, he will be videoed being made a fool of, just not by us. He tries to cite RSA 570. Ivy and him get into an argument about the state Supreme Court cases requiring judges to allow videoing in their courtrooms, and that it's not up to him but the judge, and he completely loses it. Poor bureaucrat realizes he's lost control at this point. His behavior starts to remind me of a high school bully who got sucker punched in the gut for the first time. He demands that Ivy leave, unless you're his attorney, and she waits outside. Bill asks if he wants us all to leave except me, and he says no, only Ivy. Another 30 seconds or so of exchange, and it's fine. Take this to court, you'll be found guilty. As we're on our way out, he says something like, "And you can take this to your precious Supreme Court," and storms off.
What a great attitude this guy has.
We all go wait in the hallway, and Ivy starts looking up stuff for Bill to cite when he gets to argue his video motion. Numerous court officials walk by our little meeting, overhearing us discussing this or that court case, legal terms, etc. And a bailiff shows up with another security minion and asks us to go wait in the lobby. We wait 10 to 15 minutes talking to another batch of state victims about their rights. And this is another great reason to keep going after liberty activists in this state, because the more you bring us into court, the more likely people are going to see us. In fact, we were talking today, this morning, about working up some sort of flyers to start flyering people with when we go out to the courtrooms. That'll be nice. Anyway, obviously, he says, anyone can overhear us now as we're opposite sides of a 20-foot-wide room. One guy learned that he can open carry with a loaded firearm. He thought open carrying was only legal with an unloaded weapon. Another guy told us about all sorts of trouble he's having in his town with some corrupt selectman come police officer going after him about how his driveway is configured or some such. We convince him to get it all on video and always try to keep a camera with him at all times. The prosecutor then comes back later and says, "It's your lucky day, Mr. Olson." He explains that the cop who stopped me is at home with a sick son, so he can't make it to trial. So Stecky here is going to null pros the case.
Did he tell him it's his lucky day instead? No, Mr. Prosecutor.
It's yours.
It's your lucky day. No, you don't have to go on YouTube looking like a butthead.
I tell him, of course, I'm not leaving until I get it in writing. He acts like, of course, that's what he meant all along. He'll be back with it in a few minutes. We wait another 10 or so, chatting with all the people in the waiting room, and the prosecutor comes back and hands me the paper without so much as a word, and so obviously refusing to look at all of us that I nearly burst out laughing. And I think it's important to keep an attitude of levity towards these government bureaucrats and try not to take them seriously, because I hate that. Ivy asks him if this fine is being dismissed with prejudice, meaning that they can't bring it back. Because we are under the impression that we need a hearing in front of a judge to do that, he says it's completely gone, that it's been expunged. Fine, so we leave. We have three witnesses to him telling me it's gone, so if it all of a sudden comes back, it's going to be a whole lot of fun all over again. We were out of there at 2:17. So it took him an hour and 15 minutes. And, you know, people don't want to spend a whole lot of time with dealing with the government. But
if they bring it back, they won't bring it back with this particular bureaucrat. He won't be there that day, and you won't have an opportunity. So, you know, you'll never get to face your accuser on that one.
So you look at this and you say, well, they put all this time in. It took four people to come out, but they had a success.
Mm-hmm.
They had a success at minimizing the damage that these bureaucrats do. Anytime they contact
you. This is a real success. This is a jam it down their throat success.
Oh, it's an awesome story. Awesome story. And it makes me think that, you know, maybe this is something that can start to happen around the country. Maybe you don't need, you know, 50, 60 activists behind you, though it doesn't hurt to have that kind of support. And you can have significant support consistently here in New Hampshire. It's hard to round up four people to go to court with you anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
So what an amazing success story, and the more this kind of stuff happens, the more of a wrench you throw into the system. Imagine, I was sitting in a courtroom full of people this morning, people who were pleading out and just making deals and just trying to get this over with. Imagine if just 10 or 20% of those people said, I'm taking this to trial.
Yep.
The guy that was in there today, Richard, one of the disorderly six that's taking his to trial, and I think all of the other five of six are also going to go to trial as well. His trial's scheduled for July.
Yep.
They had to schedule him out 3 months at this point.
They put off court here. They put off court here in New Hampshire, and likely this is true in other states, for an entire month. They just didn't have the money.
They couldn't afford to do jury trials that month. Yeah, right.
So it's the trials that cost them money. It's these people going in there and pleading that don't.
Right.
Yeah, that's where they get their revenue from.
If they're already teetering.
That's what they're waiting on, is a month's worth of revenue from people pleading out.
If they're already teetering on the edge of already having to call off an entire month's worth of trials, it won't take much to push them back over that edge. Of course, they could avoid all this by stopping going after peaceful people. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy for life, they probably sell it. Dozens of categories, even used items. So you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do it through Amazon at amazon.freetalklive.com to start your shopping there. Free Talk Live gets a cut. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Matt in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey,
I just want to let you guys know I am currently driving safely faster than the government posted speed limit.
With a cell phone against your head.
Yes, that's correct.
That is civil disobedience, my friend.
You need a burger for the other hand.
I have one. I'm waiting for I get to stop before doing that. I'm not that skilled at driving with my knees.
Okay, so what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to tell you guys how you inspired me to end the government-centered life that I was going towards and to become an entrepreneur. I was studying to become a teacher. I actually went through college and am about to finish my teaching certification, but I decided after what I've seen in teaching that it's just the biggest load of indoctrination that I ever saw, that the kids are ignored and not taught in a productive manner.
What kind of
everybody is just miserable in school.
Can you give me just a couple examples of what you've learned? I mean, you cited indoctrination. What is it you've come across in your education that was so shocking to you?
One time I was observing a English as a second language class. Because, you know, as part of the certification process, you have to observe a lot of classes. And a teacher actually went and lobbied the students to tell their parents to vote in the next election to raise taxes and provide more funding to teachers.
Yeah. Extract your paycheck by violence. It's great.
Right. I don't know if it was going to be any help. I mean, most of the students there were not citizens. They were immigrants. So I don't know if their parents were voting, but I still found it very unethical.
You know, they have schools where teachers aren't government bureaucrats, you know.
That's true, but, you know, they pay a lot less. Most of them are religious education, which I'm not for.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a few prospects in the private community, but, I prefer to make more money.
Understood.
But instead, you know, my whole life, my jobs have actually been in the computer field. I'm starting a business for repairing and building computers for people.
And, you know, it's very possible, and I think that's great, and it's a tough, by the way, business to get into because there's a lot of competition out there in computer repair and just think computer things in general. But I wish you good luck with that. But I'd like to point out that the computing is an area where a lot of people need education. They're not necessarily kids, but,
right.
You know, maybe some older people are interested in taking some classes about the Internet. I did a little bit of tutoring for some kids when I was younger as a teenager. It was one of my summer jobs was giving, you know, I don't know, elementary school or early middle school kids or whatever, you know, a little bit of basic Internet tutorials. And this was back in the 1990s when the Internet wasn't as big with kids as it is today, I guess. But there are opportunities to teach. Julia, for instance, my girlfriend, she followed the same path as you. She was interested in becoming a teacher, and lucky for her, she got uninterested before she actually started any serious college towards it and managed to save a lot of money that way. So I feel sorry that you paid into the system if you did actually pay. But she's now, you know, starting to come around to finding other ways to, I guess, bring teaching into her life without actually having to do it through the government school system. And it's not going to be something she's going to be able to make a whole lot of money off right off the bat. But down the line, I mean, anybody that's ready to get into a business should understand that whatever business you're getting into, whether it's computer repair or you know, tutoring, you're going to have some costs that you have to outlay up front, and it may be a while before it starts to become a profitable enterprise for you. And the same thing with teaching. So I know she's talking about maybe doing piano lessons for the kids around town at some point when she's got a little bit more free time and a little bit more money with which to begin a career like, or not a career, but begin an entrepreneurial activity like that. So, you know, keep your eyes open, your ears open for opportunities
Sure.
to continue on your path toward teaching within the computer field, I would suggest.
Yeah, well, you know, my plan actually was to offer some free computer seminars at, like, retirement communities, and they're kind of, after I gave them some computer skills, pitch my product, which is a computer that's designed for people that don't really know how to use computers, that don't want to deal with viruses or configuring or anything like that.
Perfect. I think that's a great plan.
Well, thank you.
Anything else on your mind you wanted to share?
No, you guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Good luck with your plot.
I think it's always a good idea to, you know, it's a good system to give people something and then pitch your product.
That's kind of how we do it with Free Talk Live. I mean, we give you the archives and we give you the website features for free, and then we ask you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier down the line. And some people do it. Not everybody, but enough. 1-800-259-9231. We continue here, although we can always use more. amp.freetalklive.com. We go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Paula.
Hi.
Hey.
Boy, they're telling all about the New World Order on Jack Benimpi right now, and
who?
Everybody's involved.
Jack
and they
who?
Said it's here. And anyway,
wait.
They just said
slow down.
That there's
slow
a.
Slow down. Whoa. Slow down. Who's Jack? Jack who?
They're telling about the whole thing, Illuminati and everything.
But wait, what are you talking? I mean, what are you listening to? What are you watching?
The Inspirational Channel, Jack Benimpi.
The Inspirational Channel?
Yeah.
Is this a satellite TV channel?
No.
Is it on cable?
It's regular, regular TV or cable, too.
You got cable?
Yeah,
okay.
Channel 21. They're selling everything.
So it's one of those religious channels that you know they're always asking for money from
channel.
People? They got like the 800 number down at the bottom of the screen. You can call in and give them money so they'll stop the New World Order.
Yeah, they got the whole thing on the New World Order. You can call and order it.
You can order it?
It's
yeah.
What is it?
It's 1-888-G.
No. We're not going to do that.
Is it,
they can buy ads.
Is it
telling everything about me.
Or like a
survival you're telling the whole thing right now.
What are they selling?
And they said
Paula?
That Obama is primed to bring the New World Order here. And they're talking about all the countries and everything, how it's all come together, the Rothschilds.
What are these people selling? Are they selling a book, a CD?
No,
a DVD?
It's a CD.
CD, okay.
Yeah.
Does it come with a gas mask?
Anyway, they just said, too, that it was in the newspaper. They said that there's a bacteria out there. They don't know what this is. They said HIV could spread all the United States. There's another infection in another country now.
Oh, no. We better look out.
Thud.
Get your masks out. Fear, well, uncertainty,
he said the Bible's coming
out. Yeah, Paula, you know... Yeah, let's address that with Paula here. Paula, you realize you're just spreading fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And
no,
that you're...
it's not. This is the Bible, hon. It's all coming about.
I would contend that the Bible is fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
I would agree with that.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we were told God, you know, told us it's going to happen. It's going to, I mean, he's in control.
Okay.
Have you given up on Paula?
Oh, I'm absolutely not going to engage Paula on the Bible. No.
You don't believe the Bible?
I believe that a lot of the Bible, a lot of the things the Bible says are good stuff to sort of
valuable stories,
sort of like hallmarks to live your life by. You know, treat people well and all that kind of good thing. But this,
well,
when you
remember,
get into the stories,
we're all
it's
God's
a bunch of poppycock.
Children, okay, and we're supposed to live by God's laws.
I believe that we are all God's children, and I believe that God made His laws very clear, like gravity.
Well, the thing is, when you go against His laws, you're going to be in trouble.
Where am I going to go?
Wherever you're going to be standing in front of God Himself, and I mean, you're going to be judged, and I mean, you just don't go against Father God. That's all there is to it.
He will punish you
for
all eternity.
I thought He was a loving God.
He is, but He gives us laws to live by, and you go against them, and you're in trouble.
Now, wait a minute, Paula. Isn't it true that it was men that wrote those laws down?
God gave the laws to them.
But how do you know they got
really,
it right?
It's not about the laws, Paula. It's about whether or not you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, isn't it?
I'm from the house of David. I've got to.
I understand. You got the House of David thing. But so there really isn't a law. I mean, I could be a terrible, awful person and do all kinds of terrible things, but then at the very end I can say, please, Jesus, forgive me. I'm
sorry.
Let me
tell you something. Every time I've asked Father God for something, He does it. Just
like
that. Within minutes.
Is he gonna
wag him? I mean, I never have a problem. All I go to him is ask him to do something, and he does it. Just like that.
A couple of weeks ago, I broke the camshaft of my car. Do you think if I asked him to fix it, he would?
You ask him to help you. Anything that you want, all you have to do is ask me, and I'll give it to you.
You're being silly, Mark.
No, I'm not being silly.
Not you, Paula. Mark's being silly. Now, Paula, isn't it possible that the men that wrote the Bible got it wrong?
Well, you know, he said that there were going to be people in the last days that were going to start thinking like this.
Isn't it possible they got it wrong, Paul?
No.
The Bible writers. Not possible?
No.
Thanks for the call. Seems like they're men. They're fallible. They can do things wrong. Why can't I claim that I'm the inspired word of God? And, would she believe me? I'm a man just like they were. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.